We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, live here at the Baptist Health Training Complex for Miami Dolphins training camp. Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now and talk to senior NFL writer from the Boston Globe and our buddy, Ben Volen. Where is the Ben train at today? Are we still in Rochester or have we moved on from there?
No, we are rolling with Volen into Bills camp for a second day today. I'm pretty lucky. I'm doing a little camp tour, not a major one, but I'm going to see all the AFC East teams. And then, of course, I got to check out my boy, Tommy Brady. So I unfortunately won't be coming to your neck of the woods in Miami, but I'll be in Tampa next week for the Dolphins-Bucks joint practice. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, can we jump in the Patriots here for just a second? And our old wide receiver looks like he's off to a great start, raving reviews about contested catches, something we're very aware of down here. He can jump over guys. What are your thoughts on Devontae Parker and how big he's going to play into this offense for the Patriots?
Well, if the Patriots were to give out a trophy for the MVP of the first week of unpadded practices, it definitely would have been Devontae Parker. He's the one new addition on offense. And to me, he's the key to the Patriots' success this year, not to put too much on him, but they did not have elite talent at wide receiver around Mac Jones last year, and they didn't make a big move in free agency, instead waiting for the Dolphins to dump Devontae Parker. Now, if he's the guy who, you know, goes for 1,200 yards and 9 touchdowns like a few years ago, then it'll be brilliant. But you guys also know all about kind of his inconsistency. So he's been great so far, using his big frame to box out in the red zone, sideline, jump balls, back shoulders. That's what N'Keal Harry was supposed to be, the former first-round pick. Didn't work out that way, so they hope that Devontae Parker gives Mac Jones that big physical body on the outside. But we all know it's not just about the first week of training camp. He's got a long way to go to prove that he can be a consistent contributor in this offense.
All right, Ben, you brought up Mac Jones, and last week we all were kind of shaking our head a little bit because you never hear Bill Belichick, maybe he didn't have to do it for 20 years with Tom Brady there, talk about his quarterback's offseason and how he looks and how he's getting better, and this is the best I've seen him. He had a lot of praise from Mac Jones. We don't see that a lot from Bill Belichick over the years, that much praise go on, especially a quarterback.
Yeah, usually, especially this time of year, his stock answer is, well, we all have a long way to go because he doesn't want anyone's head getting too big. So, I mean, the thing about what he said about Mac is it all seems to be pretty true. I mean, he's definitely a hard worker. The coaches love working with him. I think he's shown nice strides from where he was as a rookie to where he is now. He's much more confident. It's his team. The guys gravitate around him. He knows the playbook inside and out. So I understand what Belichick was saying. But let's not forget that there's a lot of Belichick's legacy, not a lot, but a part of Belichick's legacy tied up now in Mac Jones. I mean, Brady goes down to Tampa, wins the whole thing. Belichick looks pretty bad for the relationship not working out. You know, he can salvage it if he finds a franchise quarterback in Mac Jones. And doing it on the first try would certainly boost his case as well. So I think Belichick is doing a little politicking when he's talking up Mac Jones.
Hey, let's talk about more about Belichick, because one thing that always seems good with the Patriots is that offensive line, and yet they let one or two guys go every year, and I go, oh, my God, that guy is so good. I can't believe they're letting him go. how good is the Patriots' offensive line, and how good do you expect it to be this season?
I think it should be a strength for them. The question mark is probably just at left guard, where they traded Shaq Mason to the Bucs. And Shaq Mason was a pretty productive player for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, and they used a first-round pick on Cole Strange, which I didn't like, just because guard is probably the least impactful position. I feel like you can find a starting rookie guard later in the draft, and with a first-round pick, you should take a higher impact position. But they took Cole Strange, and he's going to be left guard from day one, and they're moving big Trent Brown, the biggest offensive lineman in the league. They're putting him back at left tackle. Isaiah Wynn was kind of a failed experiment at that side. They switched him to the right side. David Andrews, the longtime center, he's back. And they've got this kid, Mike Onwenu, coming into his third year, who's been pretty solid for them at the other guard spot. So I think the offensive line is going to be a plus for them. The question to me is, do they have enough around Mac Jones? Can Jonnu Smith give them more than practically nothing he gave them last year? Devontae Parker, Kendrick Bourne, Nelson Agholor, can these guys all step up and produce? So I think they're going to have protection up front. It's just, do they have the game changers at receiver?
All right, and what about the coordinator situation? Been a top story. Matt Patricia, Joe Judge, one's a special teams guy, one guy's been defensive guy. First of all, which one of those two guys going to be on the offensive side of the ball?
So that's a great question. So they're both on offense. Joe Judge is coaching the quarterbacks. Yeah, Judge is the quarterbacks coach. And Matt Patricia is the offensive line coach and the offensive coordinator. And, you know, that was the big question, who's going to be calling plays. There was some thought that Joe Judge would be involved. Joe Judge looks like their kid brother out there. He's just in charge of, like, the backup quarterbacks. He's definitely not running the offense. It's Patricia, and frankly, it's Belichick. Belichick is coaching offense almost exclusively out there at practice. He's teaching technique to the wide receivers. Patricia is the one radioing in the plays, but sometimes Belichick calls the plays. Like, those two guys are basically running the whole show on offense. Might even be implementing a new offensive scheme, because you've heard some peeps from players about how things are simplified and they're, you know, teaching new plays and things of that nature. So it's all Belichick and Patricia, and those guys, primarily known as defensive coaches, are now taking over on offense. And there might be something to be said for having that defensive perspective in the offensive huddle, and Matt Patricia being the guy in Mac Jones' headset telling them what to look for with the defense. It might be crazy enough to work.
Yeah, but what about play calling, just to follow that up? That's a different game. It's one thing to put out all these plays you like, but calling the right play at the right time. Don't you need experience or no?
Well, I guess this will be a great experiment for that.
Yeah.
So Patricia's going to be calling the plays, but from all appearances, it looks like Patricia's the guy. But to me, the question is he actually calling the plays, or is he just calling what Belichick tells him to run, you know? So I think both of them are going to be heavily involved in calling the plays. And from what you hear, it's going to be a more simplified offense. They're going to try to get to the line of scrimmage earlier, vary the tempo. It sounds like what the Rams do. So we'll see if that comes to pass. But, you know, it'll be an interesting experiment to see if Belichick and Patricia can make it work.
Ben Volen, senior NFL writer at the Boston Globe, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Okay, up in Rochester, we're all on the same page, I think. Bills, the team in the AFC East to beat. What about the AFC in general? Do you think the Bills are good enough to make it out of the AFC? They look like the betting favorites.
They're definitely good enough. And so last year I picked Bills over Packers for the Super Bowl, and didn't quite come to pass. But I'm just going to keep picking the Bills until they do it, because I think they're right there on the verge. And I think, like, you know, you talk about a window. I think their window is wide open for a long time with that quarterback, how good he is and how young he is. They've got a stacked team around him. They've retooled the defensive line a little bit. I love the Von Miller signing. They got a little younger at receiver. Also, you know, just have so many different types of weapons between Diggs and Dawson Knox, and then Isaiah McKenzie and Jamison Crowder and Gabriel Davis. Like, that team looks loaded. So, their schedule is much tougher this year. They feasted on some bad quarterbacks last year. The entire AFC East has a tougher schedule this year than last year, for sure. But, you know, the other problem is the AFC is loaded. All four teams out west, I think, are legitimate contenders. The Titans and the Bengals, and I think the Ravens are going to be feisty. The AFC East has some good teams this year. So it's a loaded conference, but the Bills definitely deserve to be right at the top.
So how close, anybody close in the AFC East? Anybody close, in your opinion, to the Bills this year?
Well, it's tough to say the Patriots are when they got their doors blown off twice, couldn't stop the Bills from scoring in two straight games, and then it's hard to see where the Patriots improved this offseason. But, you know, the Dolphins certainly seem to have closed the gap. The Dolphins, to me, are a team where everything looks great on paper, and if they have a few fortunate bounces and if Mike McDaniel learns pretty quickly on the job, this is a team, the Dolphins, that could definitely make some noise in the AFC. But, fool me once, shame on me. The Dolphins, we've seen it time and again over the last 20 years where maybe their best laid plans don't come to fruition. So the Dolphins look great on paper, and they look like a team that closed the gap on the Bills for sure. But they also have a lot of question marks at quarterback and probably at head coach too.
Let me ask you a question about Bill Belichick. I brought this up a few days ago. You and I have talked about this before. For Bill Belichick right now, he's got to look in reality at the AFC like you talked about. I think for Bill Belichick right now, even more than getting another championship without Brady, is to pass Don Shula for all-time wins and the winningest coach in the history of the NFL. He's already got the resume. I mean, you got the rings. You got that. You got the playoffs. Do you agree with that, or am I wrong?
I mean, I think he wants another Super Bowl, but I also think he wants the wins record. I think he wants it all. And he's only like two or three seasons. He's only like two or three seasons away from Shula. So,
that's incredible.
Yeah, I mean,
that's incredible. And nobody's ever going to touch Shula's record. And here we got a guy knocking on the door. My gosh.
Yeah, and there's now a 17th game and extra playoff games and stuff. So, I think for Belichick, you probably want to hang around if you do go for that record. You want to make sure you get them both, not just the total wins record, but also the regular season. Because, I guess you don't want any asterisks or people saying, yeah, but. So he's probably got three or four more years for the regular season record if he keeps it up at this pace. I mean, who knows? But if they keep winning 9 or 10 games a year, then, yeah, Belichick is definitely going to own the record for most wins. And I think one more championship, 7, might get him the most championships of all time, too.
Oof, God, interesting stuff. Ben, we appreciate it all.
Hey, Benny,
all the
thank
time,
you, buddy.
Man.
Always nice having you. Thank you.
Sorry to end it on such a bummer of a note for you guys.
No, we're rooting for Brady to win another one before Bill. Don't worry.
There you go. Thanks a lot, guys.
See you. That's Ben Volen from the Boston Globe joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
And by the way, today's show is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Boy, I'll tell you what. Get a career in just a year. 60 affordable career training programs. 305-558-8000. That's 305-558-8000. Or you can go to year.com, learn more about them. Year.com. But I do want to say this, man. Whether it's you, somebody that's hanging around the house, doesn't seem real motivated, and doesn't want to go to college, boy, Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges is perfect for you. Good way to
Hell yeah.
Great to have those guys, and thanks for being our sponsor out here. As we continue on, man, a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. If you missed him early this morning, Jerome Baker will join us later in the show talking about his defense, speed of this team, and a lot of other fun things. Today, kind of a special day. First day of the pads and second day for fans that will be coming out. And, of course, a lot of sponsors and season ticket holders will be out here today as well. And the Dolphins are getting it all set up, man. And if the show is anything like Saturday, woo, grab your popcorn.
I think it's going to be crazier than Saturday now that they're in pads.
Grab your popcorn and let's see. I hope they have all those one-on-one drills. More than anything.
Yeah.
And by the way, and the problem is, because fans will do this, and I'm guilty too, when Waddle is out here and Hill and all that receiving room has been fantastic. But I want to see those one-on-one drills with the offensive and defensive line. You know, the old 3rd and 8, they call it, where everybody's just trying to get to the quarterback, right? Get some pressure on the quarterback, start getting a chance to see more of that kind of stuff. But first, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I get this all the time. Hey, Joe, who's that guy that you're always talking about? And I was like, who are you talking about? I go, the Michael Kotze. the guy that's really good at helping you get approved and stuff. And I went, oh, yeah, Michael Kotze, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I finally figured out who he wants to let you know a few things, man. First of all, 27-plus years of helping you get approved with seven-day-a-week service that is unbelievable. All right. And I want to say this. A lot of people looking to pull equity out of their home right now. Nobody helps and does it better than Michael Kotze. That's all he does, man. And for those of you looking to fix up and do home improvement or anything else with that money, Michael Kotze is a guy to go to, can answer all your questions. Like I said, he's been doing this a long time. So whatever it is you're looking for, especially if you need that equity out of your home right now, Michael Kotze is a guy to go to. I want to talk about reverse mortgages because right now for people my age getting ready to retire and really tight on money would like to get that equity out of their home. The reverse mortgages are super popular with older people, as in my age, that are thinking about doing it, need that money right now. Michael Kotze is a guy to go to for any question you might have. 7 days a week, and by the way, half the time at the banks, get you pre-approved in 1 day. The guy's really good. His name is Michael Kotze. I'm going to give you a cell phone number. I want you to call or text him. Any question you have about any mortgage or money or anything else, here's the cell phone number to call or text. 561-441-2730, 561-441-2730, or visit choicemortgage.com, NMLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.